Okay, would you like paper or plastic?
Yeah, but you forgot it though. You were busy dreaming of ice cream and all that cookie dough. Your life is wrapped in plastic. Convenience is your motto, but plastic addiction's worse than they want you to know.
Well, what's just happened to you? Who would like to explain what's just happened?
Oh, well, Melissa is the dance. She has a dance studio, and she very kindly offered to create a flash mob, which is like a phenomenon that's happening around the world, where people just suddenly start dancing in public places, and quite often it's just fun, but. Melissa found some wonderful music. She might be able to tell you about the music that they danced to and the reason why she did it.
Yeah, well, I was interested in, first of all, doing a flash mob, and then we thought we'd join forces and have a meaning behind our performance. So I found a piece of music called Plastic State of Mind on YouTube, which is a parody, but it's basically just to get the word out, you know, to educate people about plastic bag usage and trying to, you know, bring their own and encourage, you know, just not to supermarkets, but takeaway food and all single-use plastic, basically.
Plastic, fossil product oil, crap's made of. There's one thing we can do. Grab bags made of plastic. Skip the bag, the cup, and spark too. Convenience will kill.
About putting the actual dance together then. How did you work out what the dance was going to be?
Well, I did a bit of dancing around in the kitchen. The movements, I wanted to create different movements for different abilities so everyone could feel they could participate depending on their age, and I really wanted to make sure that people that didn't have any dance experience could actually be involved as well. So we did a little bit of hip-hop, and then we did just a little bit of basic, you know, pedestrian-style movement as well.
Now, learning the dance, how did you teach people what they were going to do?
We ran a workshop last Saturday, so we just had a really quick rehearsal. An hour and a half was all we had, and put it together. And then this morning we met again just to quickly run through everything and... Yeah, and then it was all over in a blink of an eyelid.
Finding a space to do it in then, I mean, this is the perfect space, I imagine, or is it? There are challenges, of course, with doing something like this in a place like this.
Well, it's a bit interesting. I couldn't see behind me, so I'm hoping it all worked. But, yeah, it was a great space because there's so many people out here. And, yeah, I think everyone was up for the challenge. So.
It's so exciting watching it. But just gradually more and more and more people coming. It looked fantastic, Melissa. It was wonderful.
Did you get many non-dancers taking part?
We did. I think we actually had more than 50% non-dancers involved. So some fresh faces turn up, so which was fabulous. Yeah, yeah.
And how did you feel just before it started, when everyone was milling, they were trying to blend in?
The most bizarre part was actually just walking through the doors here with my shopping bag with the music ready to go and thinking, oh, normally I just be coming here to... you know, get supplies, but this is a bit of a different occasion. So it was bizarre, but yeah, surreal. It was really good fun.
And it was for World Environment Day, which is this weekend, and it's about raising awareness about what's happening to our environment. Everywhere, all around the world today, there are people doing things to raise awareness about environmental issues. But we chose plastic bags this year.
Yeah.
And coincidentally, the council is also running a trial project on reducing plastic waste, and they're encouraging retailers to stop supplying single-use plastic water bottles to customers and encouraging them to bring their own water bottles, and they're putting water fountains around the town for people to do that and asking people not to give away plastic bags during that trial. So we're supporting that today.